the world. Uh-huh. Not just you, not just me, all right. But he loved everything that he created,
yes.
That he gave. Somebody say he gave.
He gave.
Somebody say he gave.
He gave.
He so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. That only thing you have to do is believe in him,
uh-huh.
And then you will not perish.
That's right.
You will not rot. You will not ruin.
All right.
But you will have everlasting life. John 3:16 is arguably the most quoted scripture out of the Holy Writ. Mm-hmm. It is more famous than any of the Psalms, actually. It's more famous than any of Paul's writing. It is so famous that it has its own bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Everywhere you look, you're going to see just a bumper sticker that just says John 3:16. And you know when you say John 3:16 that it's going to remind you that he loved you.
Yeah.
And he loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah.
For God so loved us, in the middle of chapter 3 of the gospel according to John. John, as you know, is the ego writer. He is the theologian of the four. Where Matthew, Mark, and Luke give us historical and social information, John gives us theological information. Mm-hmm. Matthew, Mark, Luke give us historical and social information. They place Jesus in history and in context, but John creates him and puts him in God's context.
All right.
He does not begin with who Jesus was born to. He does not begin when Jesus was born. He does not begin with his generations. He does not begin what time, what decade, what era, what was going on in society. John says that he was in the beginning.
All right.
I wish I had some Bible readers in here.
Amen.
That he was in the beginning, that in the beginning God created the world, and that he also created the Word, and that he is the Word, so he was there from the very beginning. And he said, gives us then in 3:16 why he created Jesus and why he sent Jesus. It's because he loved the world.
Yeah, yeah.
This word for that begins John 3:16 is a complex word. For can either be a preposition or for can either be a conjunction. In this instance, it is a conjunction. I'm going to be here for a while. Ushers, you want to either bring them in or put them in the overflow.
All right. Yeah.
Don't want them standing. For is either going to be a preposition or it is going to be a conjunction. And here it is used as a conjunction to mean so, or it is used as a conjunction to mean since, or it's used as a conjunction to mean because, that since he loved us, mm-hmm. he did something for us.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Since he loved us,
yeah.
he did something for us. And what did he do? He gave. Because he loved us.
Yeah.
Because he really pitied us. Because he realized we needed more of him, he gave.
Yes. Yes.
Don't touch a neighbor, but slap somebody and say he gave.
He gave. Yes.
Slap somebody else and say he gave.
He gave.
I ain't hurt you. I ain't hurt you. He gave.
Yes.
I said he gave.
Yes.
God loved.
Yes.
So he gave. His love manifested in love.
All right.
And the manifestation of love was in giving. Heard one wife say to another nagging wife, you know, my husband has never told me he loved me.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He just keeps giving me stuff.
All right.
The other lady said, my husband never gives me nothing.
All right.
But he tells me he loves me. Now, which one would you want? Love always manifests itself in some giving. Love always manifests itself in some giving. He loved us so much that he gave. He loved us so much that he gave. And so the existential question is, how much do you love? How much do you really love? You just sang all them love songs in the beginning of service.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Open up. Yeah.
But what does it manifest itself in? Is it just empty honor and empty words and empty air spewing out of your mouth because it is praise and worship time?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you really in your car saying, I love the Lord? And if you actually love the Lord, how do you show it? Because I would submit to you that just coming here every Sunday morning or every other Sunday morning does not really demonstrate your love to the Lord Jesus Christ or to God our Father. How much do you love the church? Not the church, not this church, but the church, not this church, but the church universal, the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to give.
All right.
How much do you love God as you claim you do? How is it manifested? How does it show up? How can others see your love? I praise God that this community saw our love yesterday.
Amen.
We showed so much love yesterday that we gave out of love.
Amen.
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 You'll get that when you get home.
Amen. Amen.
We didn't ask people, are they a tither? We didn't ask them, were they ever giving an offering here? Uh-huh. We didn't even ask, did they go here?
That's right.
If they got in line, they got something.
That's right.
And we ran out, we just kept finding more stuff to give. Where one, we just kept breaking off bread, just kept breaking off bread, just kept break and break and break and break till everybody left, even with just a pencil.
That's right.
They left with something because of a love ethic.
All right.
And the Bible says, not no pastor, not no potentate, not no beggar, even the charlatans on TV. The Bible says that because God loved, he gave.
Amen.
And because he gave, you can't lose.
All right.
Amen.
Because he loved, you can't lose.
All right.
Because he loved,
yeah,
you can't lose. The Bible says you won't perish. You won't perish. Do this real quickly for me. If you are a tither and you have never lost anything because you're a tither, stand up real quick. If you are a tither and you ain't lost, sit down real quick. Because I ain't trying to embarrass nobody. If you are a tither, you don't lose.
Amen.
I promise you.
Amen.
I promise you, you don't lose. If you give 10, God is going to bless the 90 to make sure you have more than the 100 that you started with.
Amen. Amen.
Any of you all keep a monthly budget, even those who got excess? I keep a monthly budget every month.
Uh-huh.
Every month I have a budget. I give tithes twice a month, direct deposit or direct withdrawal.
Amen.
I never have to write a check. Wells Fargo
Amen.
Sends it to the church every 2 weeks.
Amen.
I ain't got to worry about it. It comes off top.
Off the top.
I am what you call a systematic giver. I don't have to worry about do I have it.
Right.
It's coming off top. I will be honest with you, I didn't always believe in tithing.
That's right.
All right? I didn't always tithe.
That's right.
I'm glad somebody honest. I'm glad somebody honest.
Amen.
And this is just me and somebody else, Ms. Montgomery's testimony. We have made more money after we became a tither than we did before because we are obedient.
Amen. Amen.
And then I could not preach and teach tithing and be a hypocrite.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
If I'm going to ask you to do this, if I'm going to ask my employees at the funeral home to sweep the front of the funeral home and pick up chairs, I've got to do it first.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to teach you any concept that I don't do.
All right.
And I believe in the power
Gloria.
And the blessings of tithing because you can't lose.
All right. Amen.
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 And then the Bible says you will get life.
Yes.
You won't perish, and you'll have everlasting life. You receive love. You won't lose, and then you will have life. For whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved you and he gave to you. He promised you if you trust him, you won't lose a thing, but you will gain life. You will gain life. You will gain the peace of knowing I have been obedient to his word. And stop picking out what scriptures you want to live by. Don't take the ones that are easy to live by. Don't take he's just going to increase your territory and make your enemies your footstool. If you are a homosexual, you are a sinner, who he's going to increase your territory and make your enemies your footstool. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're an adulterer and you repent, he's still going to increase your territory and make your enemies your footstools. If you repent of your sins.
Yes, sir.
I ain't gonna say it again, no, for you, Buddha. Just don't take the ones you like and want to live by and say the rest are for somebody else.
Yeah. That's right.
If you believe one, believe that they all work.
Yeah.
And this one works, I tell you, that if you give him his tithe, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. And then he's going to do something else.
That's right.
He's going to rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Yeah.
That tumor that's growing in you right now ain't growing no more.
Hey, go ahead. Oh. Yes, sir.
That job that was about to leave Carlos ain't going to leave you right now. He's going to do some things in your life because you trust him. He says, don't trust me with all 100. Trust me just with that 10. And I'll bless the rest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's the problem with a lot of us. We think if we give God 10, we're going to lose it. Where does it go? Who's using it? I tell you, one person who ain't using it is me.
That's right.
I'm very blessed.
That's right.
Very blessed.
That's right.
Very blessed.
Yeah.
I don't have to live off the church.
That's right.
Even if I didn't have a funeral home, I still would be bivocational. I still would have another job other than the church.
That's
Jesus
right.
did.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to get some in trouble, might get some phone calls next week from all my full-time pastoral friends, and I love you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
God bless your heart.
Yeah.
If they can pay you what they pay you, you can live fine. But when this is the only thing you live off of,
well, look out there. Yes, sir.
Amen.
So I'm blessed that I don't have to live off the church.
Yeah.
I'm blessed.
Yes,
yeah. I know where all of my blessings come from. Church ain't my source. Funeral home really ain't my source. Matter of fact, y'all know I got 3 jobs. I can't make ends meet. I had to get a 3rd job down at the university. I'm blessed. And because I am so blessed, I give back. It took y'all 5 seconds to clap on that one. And let me tell you why it took you 5 seconds to clap on that one. Because you really don't think you see it every day in your life. But God is in the recycling business.
All right. All right.
God is in the recycling. You don't understand that math. You failed 3rd grade math. You don't know how you can subtract but gain.
All right.
You've been taught that 10 minus 1 equals 9. That if I got 10 and I give you 1, that's going to leave me less.
All right.
And see, some of y'all don't want to live on less.
All right.
Matter of fact, a majority of y'all living on credit.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of tough to give God what you think is something God don't need or the church don't need when you need it all to pay off your credit card bills. That's real. That's real. I'm going to give empty money, and I ain't going to see it come back to me. Ain't nobody from the church calling me about my payment or threatening to cut off my lights.
Amen.
Yeah. I ain't never seen God send me a bill.
That's right.
So you don't see the tangible benefits of tithing. And that's the society that we live in. Even though y'all say you walk by faith and not by sight, you got to see everything.
Yeah.
And if you can't see it, you want to Google it. But faith.
Faith.
Yes, sir. Faith. Don't come in seeing something tangible. God, again, is in the recycling business. You tell me you can take something from me and I can gain. You can subtract, but at the same time, he's going to add. Is that the theological principle you're trying to teach me? You need to stick with history. Tell me who died in 1619. That's your area, Pastor. Don't tell me about math. You failed math. It's in the Word. Friday night.
All right.
Friday night.
Uh-huh.
He took something from us. Buried him in Joseph's new tomb. He subtracted one human being by the name of Jesus from the earth. But come Sunday morning. I said, come Sunday morning. I said, come Sunday morning. He gave him back. For God so loved the world that he gave. He took him back on Friday. But he gave him back on Sunday. And then 50 days later, he recycled him.
Come on. Come on now.
What you mean, preacher? Recycling takes something old or you don't use.
All right.
It manipulates it and changes it to something that's brand new.
Go ahead. Yes,
I
sir.
Had a praying congregation with
America.
Recycling takes your old paper, your old boxes, your old milk jug. It takes it to a plant. It manipulates what you started out with and create something new that somebody else can use that still has value. What you threw away didn't have value as to be used again, but after it's recycled, it still has value. You take something away, but you give it back in a new condition.
That's right.
For on the day of Pentecost.
Yes, sir.
On the day of Pentecost. I said, on the day of Pentecost, that which died on Friday was given back on Sunday, and 50 days later, he recycled into the Holy Ghost that lives with us today. He gave. Somebody said he gave. He gave his only begotten Son so that we shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes, yes.
Bow your heads.
Oh, yes.
God, our Father, we thank you now.